Good morning. 00 hours. Clear. 66 degrees. Good morning. 00 100 hours. Clear. 68 degrees. Good morning. 02 100 hours. Clear. 65 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Clear. 63 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Clear. 61 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Clear. 60 degrees. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Clear. 59 degrees. Good morning. 07 hundred hours. Sunny. 61 degrees. Good morning. 08 hundred hours. Sunny. 69 degrees. Good morning. 09 hundred hours. Sunny. 72 degrees. Good morning. 10 hundred hours. partly sunny. 77 degrees. Good morning, 1100 hours, sunny, 80 degrees.
KGO radio test. 1, 2, 1, 2.
Good afternoon. 1200 hours. Mostly sunny. 82 degrees. Good afternoon, 1300 hours, partly sunny, 86 degrees. Good afternoon, 1400 hours, mostly sunny, 86 degrees. Updated weather. Special weather statement. Special weather statement. Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Mostly sunny. 87 degrees. Special weather statement. The National Weather Service has cleared all products for our area.
KB8OOE mobile.
Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Partly sunny. 87 degrees.
CQ, KC8RYC, radio test. Anybody copy? Thank you for confirming. It's a wild video. Happy Independence Day. Thanks for the greeting. Hope you enjoy the day as well. This is Leonard over here in Madison Heights, AD8FK. And a fun kid from Madison Heights. Do anything special today? Shores. Okay, I got you there. A little bit of static behind you. I got two radios here, and I scan on one, set on the other one. So, all right, Eric. You belong to one of the clubs out your way? It's a negative. I've had a license for many years, but I've been off. But I finally got one of these little small fail things with the digital TMR mode. Want to start getting back into the radio again. And I got my Yaesu, and I'm going to start probably putting above at least a mobile antenna in. Start trying to get into it. Just busy with work and stuff, but it's a hobby. I enjoy doing it, so. But my call sign again is Hilo Charlie 8, Romeo Yankee Charlie. There's a lot of activity on here, so
Kilo Charlie 8, Romeo Yankee Charlie. Well, I got that down. I think you said your name is Eric, if I caught that correctly. Welcome back into the amateur radio. Good to hear you, and hope you make yourself known more often.
Thank you, sir. That is correct, it's Eric. Would you mind repeating your call sign name again? I'm going to write it down, try to write down what you're on here.
Sure, I'd be happy to. I know I need to write things down too when I'm on the radio. And the name here is Leonard. Leonard, also called Len, L-E-N. And the call sign is A-D-8-F-K. That's Alpha Delta 8, Foxtrot Kilo. A-D-8-F-K. And I'm here at 30 Mile Dequindre. Thank you.
Thank you. Yes, I copied that. So is Leonard, and you go by Len, Alpha Delta.
Yeah, you broke up there, but I think you got it. A-D-F-K. And I think you said you've got a Yaesu you're working on now. Yeah, you must have some kind of antenna up there. And you're working on this repeater. I'm not sure. This radio doesn't tell me which repeater you're on there, but the 147-8. I'll have to look that one up, but must be over there in Mount Clemens somewhere. Thank you, Rick.
Here, but yeah, I'm over at like 15 and Harper area right now. Output is 5 watts right now. I'm using the new little bail thing, EM32 radio, until I get my Yaesu from Mobile One back online and going again.
Really came through nice, loud and clear that time when 5 watts from a bell thing. Some of those bell things work quite well, so. Just better be the right location with the right antenna. Are you just using the antenna with the radio, or you have another antenna you're using there, Eric?
Just using a rubber duck antenna. Trying to get the wave. 5 watts of power. Yeah, it's pretty impressive. Thanks for the question.
That time, it got caught some noise, so it depends if you're moving around, that you have to be aware of a sweet spot, and that last transmission was not the sweet spot, so anyway, I don't know how far away the repeater is from you, but anyway, we'll thank you for giving a shout-out, and we'll listen for you another time there, Eric. KC8RYC, AD8FK.
Thank you, same to you. Have a good sport. KC8RYC signing off.
Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Mostly sunny. 81 degrees.
WHSS Whiskey 8 Sierra Sierra listening.
Eagle Echo 8 Sierra Echo Victor, East Alas monitoring.
Good evening, 1800 hours. Mostly sunny. 85 degrees.
WCB, NAWCB, this is KUYNU.
KUYNU, happy 4th to you there. This is November 8th, Whiskey Charlie Bravo. Well, hopefully you have a good day at work. Hopefully one of those types of holidays, you know, fireworks, so to speak. How do we do today?
It's a good day. I think we did well. A lot because we had the staffing to cover what we needed to cover, and so it went really well today. Thankfully, how was your day?
Well, I'm glad you had the staffing. At least that helps out. A lot of holidays, short-staffed and that. Now there's a lot of incentives to get to the work the holidays, to take the holiday off. But I'm glad in that way. We're doing pretty good here. Pretty much just stayed indoors. Not a lot going on today. Just laying low.
That's all right. It's not a bad thing. I think that's what we're going to do tonight. I think we're going to do up some burgers and just kind of lay low tonight. Not bad.
Yeah, that sounds like a good plan. We might do that either tonight or tomorrow. I'm not sure, but it's definitely one of those. I don't know what it is. Got their large party going on behind us here, so we're just going to kind of lay low to things, and it's hot. I guess it's supposed to be hotter tomorrow, but it's a good plan for you, too. It'll help you maybe unwind a little bit, get ready for tomorrow.
Yeah, I got to get through the next 2 days, and then I'm off, which it'll be nice. It's good. It's good. We're going to take the weekend easy and trying to sit back and relax. We've had a couple of busy weeks, so this week we're just kind of sitting back and not doing a whole lot.
Yeah, that's true. You guys have been busy. You've had, your up north trip and other things that have been going on. And, they say you kind of get to that place. It's like just kind of a sigh of relief or just kind of exhale there. You say you're in your work weekend. And it's probably works for the best. You just get everybody all unwound, and again, makes it easier for you to get some sleep and back at them tomorrow.
Yeah, for sure. So, yeah, it'll be good. It'll be good. It's kind of relaxed, but other than that, really not much is going on. Just gotta get through the next couple of days. It shouldn't be too bad. Usually after the holidays, not bad either. Do that. And next week is my short week, so we've got a couple of dentist appointments for the kids that they've got to do. And I'm trying to think what else is going on here next week. There's a couple of we're gonna redo the flooring and in the master bedroom and hopefully get that done and finished up, and we'll be good as gold. So
yeah, you better lay low this weekend. Wow, that sounds like a busy week there with running around, dental appointments for the kids. And, especially the flooring in your bedroom, that's going to be quite a bit of house upset there for you, trying to get your
to move furniture around or whatever needs to be done, and try to get that in place, the subflooring especially, and then get it back to where it should be. That's going to be a big enough job for you.
Oh yeah, yeah. It's gonna be decent, but we got some help this time. One of Leo's friends, is gonna come over and help me out there. And so between the four of us or three of us, whatever, we can bust that out, and we'll be good.
WCB, yeah, that'll be a big help to you guys, especially with your circumstances in there. I think it'll be helping. Are you guys carrying the laminate in there, or the hardwood pergo type flooring, or going back carpeting again?
We're going to be going into we're going to take the flooring that's in the living room and follow it into the bedroom there. It'll get rid of a lot of the dust, and you know, the carpeting collects dust, and it collects a lot of that, you know, like the garbage, and so we're getting rid of that. We're getting rid of the padding and stuff like that, and it'll help the rooms stay cool. We're eventually going to do that to the kids' room as well, but down the line, I guess.
Yeah, little bit by little bit, you know, that's going to be a big enough project for you, and like you say, it'll probably help you, especially with carrying that living room flooring in. That'll help you out. Like you say, carpeting is kind of one of those things that you say collects dust and wears down, where you can just kind of, with the flooring, you can damp mop it, or mop it up or whatever, sweep it, and that helps. I think probably goes a long way, to breathe easier, especially if somebody has respiratory issues or anything.
Yeah, for sure. So it'll be good, and I think we're gonna we're looking at painting the room. So like that, our room in the washer and dryer, the washroom there is the two rooms that haven't been painted yet. So we're looking at doing something like that here as well. So it'll be good. Looking forward to it.
There you go. I mean, you have a nice complete redecoration there. In your room, and painted walls, have everything freshly painted, and new flooring in that. Who knows? Maybe Leo will get you to get some new furniture in there or something.
Yeah, we're looking at getting at least a fitting chair, some type of chair in there. But we don't have a whole lot of room, but we're looking at getting some type of big squishy chair or something just to kind of sit in. So she's got an area to read, or the baby's up and needs to rock the baby to bed. She can do that or whatever. So just something that there's a corner that that's ours, and we can kind of just in the room and relax.
Absolutely, that's a good plan, and I think you've seen your room a couple of times. It's big enough, like you say. You don't need some recliner or big stuffy chair, but just something that's comfortable, that you can sit down, for whatever reason. Read, or like staying with the kids, or for whatever reason, and all sit back and relax there for a few moments to kind of recover. But yeah, I like that idea there. That sounds like a nice remodeling there for you guys. I'm happy that you're able to do that.
Yeah. So we'll see how it all plays out. And lots has to do with money and stuff, but we'll go from there and get the flooring done first and go from there and see how it plays out. But it'll work out. I'm looking forward to it. Looking forward to having the floor back to normal and having a nice painted room and stuff. So it'll be good.
I agree. It needs something that, like I say, you use it, you get to the place, it's like after you fix it up or remodel it or redecorate, it's like, wow, it's a new room, or we use our stuff and it needs to be replaced or cleaned up or whatever. So, yeah, like I say, it's a good thing. Have a little corner there too for your shack and your desk there that you have.
Yeah. I'm getting this set up. I'm still kind of moving things around with my shack. Leo got me an organizer. It's like a little shelf thing. Goes in the drawer and just kind of keeps everything organized. So she keeps me all organized and good to go for that as well, and it's nice.
Absolutely, there and the shack is always always updating. Whether it's a new piece of equipment or maybe a better arrangement or more organization or whatever, it's always a work in progress there. So I'm glad to keep you organized there and your stuff, and you have a good signal. You had a good signal last night there on the net. You sounded good. NWCB.
Okay, well, I need. Thank you. Yeah, I moved the cord a little bit. Moved the coax. Instead of along the wall, I moved it up a little bit higher. Jeremiah is fascinated with the radio, and so I've had to move things around a little bit so he can't actually get a hold of it.
He'll have his day. One day, maybe he'll be a ham radio operator. But yeah, definitely little hands and Daddy's toys there. Not a good combination there, especially electronic equipment or radio equipment like that. So I get you. Gotta keep it up high there, out of his reach there.
Oh yeah, for sure. So that's okay. It keeps things fresh and. Been wanting to move the antenna up a little bit higher, or the coax up a little bit higher anyways, and so it works out. It's good.
Ah, that's great, in that regard. So, I'm glad to get to, use your new equipment, your ICOM in the car, and Yaesu there, and your base, and, like I said, it was a good chat last night. We had a good amount of participants, good participation, and glad you're getting to utilize that.
Yeah, for sure. And I was happy with the net last night. It went well, and seemed like everybody enjoyed it. So a lot of good stuff going on, and. Getting ready for the fox hunt here at the end of the month, and a little bit of training there, and so we'll see. We'll see how it all goes, and keep plodding along, keep growing. I've got to get more print ink for the printer so I can work on the ID cards and get those done. We've got a meeting with Henry Ford here next week, so that's the other thing I got to do is I got to head over to Henry Ford and chat with them and get to know their coordinator over there.
Oh, yes, that's right. Like I say, your calendar's filling up quick there between work and all the other things. It's going to be a busy one. But I think reading your notes there and what you said on the hospital nets and getting that back into shape, I think that's a good task. And I think there's been a lot of good progress made in that way.
84ZYQ.
Yeah, for sure. 84ZYQ. Go ahead there, Joe.
Gentlemen, I'm sorry to interrupt your QSO there, but you mentioned the hospital, Henry Ford. I assume you're talking about the 19 and 19 Mile Road, Burfield, I think, hospital. Is that the one?
Yeah, Joe. We've been going through the hospitals, started down in 12 and Hoover, found our radio equipment there, and then went up to McLaren, and then over to Henry Ford. We're trying to get our hospital nets going and kind of have a little bit more contact with the hospital.
Well, not to interrupt too long, but you're familiar with the smart repeater that's located at Henry Ford right now on top of the building, and they got a radio system up on the top of that building for smart, right?
Yep, you've mentioned it a couple times, for sure, and we actually have our own equipment there as far as their PSC. They were donated to Henry Ford from the District 2 Health Coalition for our district, so we've got our radios and equipment there that we're working on, but yes, I am very familiar with the smart repeater.
Yeah, just for the record, I have no opinion or anything. I'm not trying to insinuate anything. I just know if you know that repeater there, the smart one, and Bob, I can't really call his call sign offhand right now, but Bob manages it. That is one of the operators of it and takes care of it and keeps it running. So hopefully they won't interfere with each other, depending on where you guys put an antenna to work in the ER, I assume. But not to interrupt you guys too long, I just thought I'd jump in and say good evening, happy 4th of July, and hope your weekend turns out nice, KE4ZYQ.
I appreciate that there, Joe, and yeah, we'll do our best to make sure that they don't interfere. A lot has to do with Henry Ford. They've got, they've got title say because it's their building, and they determine where things get put and what happens with the equipment and stuff like that. So we'll see. I'm supposed to be meeting with their coordinator next week, so we'll have a little more information and heads up on what they want. But appreciate you chiming in there, Joe. Have a good 4th of July. Stay safe. And also stay cool. It's definitely a warm one. So.
Yeah, one last thing I signed, but one last thing I just remembered to mention to you guys, whoever does it. If you go up and set up a unit or antenna or power system for whatever repeater you put up there, be aware that the smart repeater Bob had to fix one day, somebody inadvertently unplugged the power source from the outlet from the repeater and forgot to plug it back in because they used the power source, so he had to put a sign by that, do not unplug. So, good luck at all you do, though, and all you guys are putting into it to get that thing running. So thanks again. KE4ZYQ on the side.
Yeah, for sure. I'm sure we'll have to keep it monitored, but it's all right. We'll get things figured out here once we get chatting with them and kind of find out what they want to do. But I appreciate it there, Joe. And I'm going to turn it back over to NAWCB. This is KEYNU.
NAWCB, 73 is good there, Joe, and happy 4th of July Independence Day to you. Thankful to hear you out there, and appreciate the words of wisdom there. But anyway, I think in getting the hospital that's going again, you know, being able to do it monthly, and, you know, again, it's a lot of these places have sat for a while because of COVID, and, you know, things get remodeled and shuffled around, and so, it's, you know, once I think things get back going again, at least we'll be able to monthly monitor and keep an eye on these things. So all good in that way as we go forward there. NAWCB, back to you, David.
Yeah, definitely. So it'll be good. They sound like they're excited to have us back in the house there. So it'll be a good thing. A lot of good stuff happening, and we'll keep pushing for this new stuff. And McLaren, I think we're supposed to meet with them after the 14th of this month, so we'll sit down with them. But it'll be good. We're aiming to have a hospital liaison person, so that way then anything comes up, they can go directly to them. And they'll be familiar with that person instead of just some random person or myself. It'll help them out as well. So it'll be good. I'm looking forward to it. And it's good for the county. It'll be good for the residents here to have some type of radio in the EOCs of these hospitals just in case.
Yes, I agree in that way. Again, as we've monitored the others, our adjoining counties, neighboring counties here, they're based in the same scenario, missing radios, getting access to these facilities. And, so again, that helps us out, and, we're not having to use the mobile radios outside of the facility, but actually in their building. I think that's a good it's a good step. It's a great step forward in that way.
Okay, Wayne. Yeah, for sure. We'll have 24-hour access to the hospital too, as well from both Henry Ford's and we'll obviously still got to talk to McLaren, but both Henry Ford's have guaranteed 24/7 access to the hospital and the room there, so it'll be good.
KMACAD.
Exactly. You know it yourself. They definitely have to pass it on to their afternoon, night shift people, people that are not familiar with them, been there with Station 9, and people come in, the racing people back in the day come in, and it's like, who's this, they're not familiar with the OC setup, and it's like, they're good, they can come in, that type of stuff, but they'll definitely, that's something they'll have to pass the word around in that way.
Yeah, for sure. Was there a station trying to call in?
CMACAD. Name's Dan. Just sitting here in St. John's enjoying the conversation this evening, and touching and relaxing. We're getting ready to go over to the concert here in the park at 8 o'clock and fireworks. I just wanted to chime in real quick and wish everyone a happy 4th.
I appreciate you chiming in. Happy 4th. Hopefully you guys have a a good time there at the concert that you guys are going to, and good weather. Can't ask for a better day, and hopefully cools off maybe just a little bit, but not too much.
Yeah, I think the later part of the day is, we haven't ventured outside today yet. We've been just in a nice air-conditioned house for the day, just taking it easy, and we're going to head out for a little bit, and we've got our club's simplex net here on 146-44 at 7 o'clock, and we might come to the Ithaca repeater as well. We've got one of our guys has been working on that up at Area City. So, yeah, I just wanted to chime in and, like I said, say happy 4th and 73 to all. And, yeah, I don't want to interrupt the conversation. Just wanted to chime in for a second and say hi. 73, have a great holiday. KMA-GAB will be clearly monitoring.
Good chat with you, KM8 DAD. Have a good evening, 73 Seattle, and feel free to chime anytime you need. Definitely enjoy chatting there. But you have a good evening. This is K8YNU, and I'll turn it over to you and 8WCB.
Yeah, KM8 DAD. Hope you have a good holiday, and enjoy the concert tonight, definitely, and happy Independence Day to you, thankful for the freedoms that we have, and I concur there with David there. I'm in anytime, always glad to talk and add into the group there, by all means, but anyways, hopefully, like they say there, David, Good evening. I won't get humid or muggy. I know, like I say, it's supposed to be really, really hot tomorrow and Sunday. It's supposed to get rain, I think, later on. Back to you, sir.
Yeah. Trying to keep things cool. Thankfully, work is pretty cool. Gets to the point where I need a jacket sometimes, but you know how that is. We're go work in dispatch and. Step outside to warm up.
Yeah, definitely. The joke was with Mom and I I have to take off my jacket to go outside when I worked at Clinton. It was definitely cold and dispatch there, especially at night. It got pretty chilly there. It's something that you need. At least like say. For you, you're in out of the humidity and that, and probably takes a couple moments there to get the car cooled off as you head north. So I'm sure that's a good thing for you as well.
Yeah, for sure. Well, then I'm gonna hop off here and grab some food. I think like, so we're doing some burgers tonight. So, but appreciate you coming along, coming north with me. And a good conversation. Looking forward to talking tomorrow. And you guys have a good evening. Happy Freedom Day. And tell Mom we said hi. And hope you guys enjoy your evening.
Yes, I agree. Good conversation there. Absolutely, and again, 73 to both of those gentlemen if they're still listening. But anyway, yeah, thanks for the ride along. Enjoyed it, and we'll have to do this again tomorrow. And enjoy your barbecue tonight, and again, happy 4th of July Independence Day. Say, tell everyone hello, and relax, enjoy the evening there. 73 is an evening to you and the family. Talk again soon. NAWCB will be clear on your front.
Sounds good, Dad. Sounds good. Enjoy your evening, and we'll talk to you tomorrow. 73 is Dan, 88 is you and Mom. This is K8YNU. Clear the channel.
Good evening, 1900 hours. Sunny. 85 degrees. Good evening, 2000 hours. Mostly sunny. 84 degrees. Good evening, 21 hours. Mostly sunny. 80 degrees.
Whiskey 8 Sierra Sierra, W8SS, from the beautiful Fenton Fireworks Monitoring. W8SS, Whiskey 8, Sierra Sierra Monitoring from the fireworks in Fenton.
KPA Mobile.
Good evening, 22 hours. Mostly clear. 75 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours. Mostly clear. 73 degrees.